lyrical pop kind of. I don't know. I don't know what to classify Kid Cudi as. I've never been able to classify him as an artist.
Yeah. He's somebody different. I don't listen to him enough to really know what to put him in.
But so all of that, just there was lyrical, there was auto-tune, there was mumble rap, there was just everything.
It was a good example to show all the mix of all the styles.
Honestly, it was just a little bit of this and a little bit of that throughout 2018 with music. It really was.
That was awesome.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I had to plug the show title in there.
It is. Yeah.
So this Middle Child by J. Cole gives me a vibe of like everything that 2018 represented in music being brought into 2019, but he didn't mumble, so you can cross that out. But he had a beat that would go perfectly with a mumble rapper,
right?
And then a flow that I would say is newish.
Yeah,
it definitely gave modern vibes.
I like it a lot. I think that 2016, 2017 was the peak of that, and it's not going to go away. Actually, what I'm super curious about is Lil Pump. He just released a single too. But his album's coming out here soon. I don't know the exact date. But depending on how well that does, I think will really declare to me if that stays up. Like, if mumble rap stays super, super relevant. I think it'll do well, obviously, but not amazing.
Well, I think... okay, before I talk about this, what's rate... Middle Child, and then we can move on to what we're going to talk about. So, Middle Child, I would personally give it an 8 out of 10.
I'm going to give it a 7.
7 out of 10?
Yep.
All right. But now, there's our ratings, but this is what I was going to say. Going to Lil Pump, I heard him in Arms Around You, and it wasn't mumble. It was just like a sing rap, and it wasn't bad. So, I mean, Lil Pump doesn't have to be straight mumble. He can converge. And honestly, I think he could be one of those rappers that could do both.
I don't think he has the dedication or the, talent for that.
I definitely think he has the talent for that based off hearing Arms Around You and what he could do with his vocals. But the dedication's hard to say because he's so young. It's like, I wouldn't say just rose to fame, but he rose to fame really early.
Yeah.
So you're just like having fun. You're like, okay, I need more money. I'm going to drop a song, and then I'm going to go live life, party, do all that.
Yeah.
So hopefully, as he matures going down in the future, maybe he will take the time and be dedicated to his music. And maybe he is dedicated to his music, and this is just his music that he likes to do. You never really know.
I guess we will have to see.
Hater.
So the last single that we were
But it was definitely better than Drake Scorpion.
Like, I like Cardi B. Don't get me wrong. I think she's very talented.
I do, too.
But I just don't believe this year she deserved the album of the year, and that's really what it comes down to.
I don't disagree. I didn't feel like it was a top album, but you're appealing to like the masses, and she's a girl rapper against like all like guys. Like, it's that probably got a lot of the votes. Do they vote for the Grammys?
I believe so.
Yeah, so stuff like that is, I feel like, a huge factor. But
yeah, but I would have been perfectly fine with any other album winning it besides Scorpion Drake. Like, so they had chances to make me happy, and they failed. Mac Miller's Swimming Pool album, amazing. Dropped it right before he passed away, unfortunately. R.I.P. Mac Miller, will be missed. I thought that album, all around amazing. It was sad, like most Mac Miller albums are.
Yeah.
But it really keeps it real. And the vocals, Mac Miller's vocals are always great.
I think Mac Miller's a great artist. He always had really, like, catchy songs, but some, like, slow, solemn, but he was always pretty good with his lyrics.
Mac Miller's one of the reasons I got into rap. Him and Eminem were my first two people that I started listening to.
I did not know that.
So, yeah, Mac Miller, that one hurt.
Yeah.
But moving to Astroworld, this album as a whole, like it or not, it was iconic. It really was.
There was so much hype
about it, and then when it released, it was trending on the charts for forever and forever, and it's still higher than Invasion of Privacy on the Billboard charts weeks upon weeks upon weeks.
One of the things that I thought brought Astroworld down was actually his halftime at the Super Bowl performance. I feel like that actually hurt the hype of his album.
I don't know why people were so upset about it. It's like, he didn't use auto-tune, so why would you expect it to be as good?
I don't disagree. I don't think that anyone should be upset with that, because he is known for his auto-tune. That's all what he is. And if you can't use that, he didn't lip-sync. He actually sang. I actually give